It's about that time. It's week five of Taking Vegas. Each and every week, myself, Stone Labanowicz, which you can hear me all over the place here at ESPN West Palm, but most of the time, it's just weekdays, noon to two on Ken Levick Alive. But right here on the podcast platform, weekends, it doesn't matter. I bring in Bobby Ventura from TakingVegas.com, one of the world's finest handicapper. Bobby's hot. Bobby's giving some of the good info out, and we do it right here each and every week. Bobby, we got a slate of games, I think a fruitful slate of games. There's some interesting spots where money's coming in and where's money's not coming in, right? In the sake of Notre Dame and Duke. But first, as I always do, I love when you throw that phone number out there for people. It gets them going. Throw it out there for them.
Stone, the guys got to listen and they got to call. Very important, guys, to close the month of September out on a winning note. It's been proven. If you don't win the month of September, what are you doing October, November, December, January? You're trying to climb out. Absolutely free, guys. My private Steam play, free. 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW. My top-rated selections all week long, free. 888-9-WIN-NOW.
Let's talk about five certain games. And for all of these games, I think the books are pretty sharp. I think these lines are right where they need to be. But let's talk about where the money is and where the money isn't. We'll start with Florida at Kentucky. Kentucky laying a single point. This total sitting at 45.5. This one you can catch at noon on ESPN. I like Florida. Florida's the one with all the momentum, but these two teams play each other really well. Kentucky has gotten the best of them through the years past, right? The Will Levis and Anthony Richardson's battle that we've been seeing, but it's a new era for Billy Napier. It's a new era for Kentucky. Do you like a certain team here?
I tell you what, if you look at the total on this game, and this strikes me, Mark, because it's been coming down. Look, you know Mark Stoops wants to play a brand of close-to-the-vest football. We know they can run the football. They're one of the top teams in the country at running the football. Little bit more of a balanced attack on the Florida side with Bill Napier's bunch. Look at the total in this game, Stone. It's gone down. We see it trending down. Some spots even have 45 and 44.5. I think this is going to be one of those close-to-the-vest, old-school SEC knockdown, drag-out fights. I think the game is going to be under the posted total in this game. Not a game that I love, but I see the game going trending down. Sharp guys, squares, everybody seems to want to be on the under on this game. If it was my money, I would lean towards the under in this play.
So you're putting your money with some of the squares and some of the sharps as well. Everybody's on the other, so you think we should hop
squares,
on this bandwagon?
You know, the squares are sometimes right too. See, the reason why they're called the squares, and it's not a derogatory thing, you know, it's more so because of the way that they bet, Stone. A lot of guys, when they're down, they chase, and when they're up, they coast. It's not the way to gamble. The way to gamble is sometimes you got to just shut it off. But when you're up, you got to go for the kill. That's something that the squares haven't just gotten their heads around in all these years of gambling.
I love it. Hey, dropping nuggets all over the place. All right, let's move on. A lot of these kicks at 3:30, the next three games that we're going to get to. Let's talk Michigan-Nebraska. Michigan laying 17.5. Matt Rhule, not sure if he can contend with Harbaugh, Blake Corum, and the rest of that squad there. This total's super low. Sits right now at what I'm looking at is 38.5, 3:30 kick, like I mentioned on Fox. I think Michigan can do this one. I think they win by at least three touchdowns. I think this one is the easiest of the bunch we're going to talk about today, but what say you?
Well, the game is in Lincoln. I mean, it's one of those kind of games. You know, Nebraska is one of these teams. If you look at all the defensive categories there, as you mentioned Matt Rhule, it's right where Matt Rhule wants to be. He likes to play a defensive brand of football. He's had success at that in the college ranks. See, the way I read into this line is you know, maybe a little different, Stone. I see the total sitting at 7. I see the total sitting at 38.5, as you mentioned. I see the line on the game at 17. What they're basically telling you is Nebraska's going to have a hard time scoring. I don't know if they're going to score. I really don't. I know they can play defense. The safest play in this game, for my money, again, going under the posted total, which right now and all week long has been trending down. Started at 48.5, went to 39. Now it's down to 38.5. It's trending down. I think it's a close-to-the-vest game. I don't like what Nebraska does offensively, but I do like what they do defensively. I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair.
When you talk about possible score lines with a team that's favored by almost three touchdowns, right, 17.5, and this thing's below 40, you got to think, right? You got to visualize certain numbers. Like, what could this end at? Like, 24-10 gets it done for you. 24-17 gets tricky. You lose. And you got to go through some of these scenarios thinking about what And how can Nebraska score for this total to still land on the under? It just scares me. And when things scare me like that, it's typically when I stay off. So I don't know if I'll get involved in that one. But for both of these games, Bobby's talking about the under. Again, having a chat, of course, each and every week like I always do with Bobby Ventura from TakingVegas.com. He's liking under. Typically, Bobby, you come on here talking about basketball on turf and you do all and you take the points. Week one, I think you took an over in pretty much every game that we had chatted about. Here you're going under in week five.
Let's not forget, we started with an SEC game. This is not your prototypical SEC game. It is, and, you know, we're going Big Ten. I mean, you know, it's one of those knockdown dragouts. Look, Matt Rhule's going to have to keep this game close. How is he going to do that? He's going to want to try and establish the run. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that, but on the same token, you know, Coach Harbaugh likes to keep it, you know, keep it close to the vest. He doesn't like to embarrass teams late, as we know.
Yep.
We saw the last week's game against Rutgers, kept that game under. You know, it's just one of these kind of games here that I just think, look, the odds makers are starting to get it right, as you notice. It's not like it was in the first week of September. Right now, we're in the last week of September. Odds makers are starting to zero in on these lines. Very, very tough time of the year for the average player out there.
All right, Georgia going to Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn territory, laying a touchdown and a half, 14.5, over-under sitting at 45.5. This is a 3:30 kick on CBS. Hugh Freeze having a tough go at things so far. Who would have guessed it? The SEC. Georgia, do you like this number? Is it proper? 14.5 seems right about what I thought, but of course the book's not willing to let go of that hook. Are you getting involved in this one, or are you staying away?
Again, one of these lines, Stone, where the game line is trending down, the total line is trending down, but I'm not going to let that bother me, and I'll tell you why. Auburn's going to have to score points. We know Hugh Freeze is an offensive mind. He's an offensive guru going back. I like Peyton Thorne at quarterback. Georgia's going to have to show us something. I mean, right now there's not a team in college football besides maybe Washington that is giving us that wow kind of like, wow, this team is really, it just seems like these teams that are supposed to be jumping up, we haven't seen it just yet. I think oddsmakers got this line right. Even though the total is trending down, I think you're going to see some points in this one to go back against the other two that I was talking about where it's trending under. It has trended under a tail. I think you're going to see some points in this game. You're going to be looking good by halftime. I like over the posted total right now, which is hovering anywhere between 45 and 46, depending where you are.
I talked about this last week, but there are signs of experts, right? And it's where you're tailing a team one week and then fading them the next. And that's what we're seeing here, not necessarily with the teams, but for you to come on, talk about under a number like 45.5 and under a number like 38.5, which I don't think majority of the people have the stones to go under on a number like 38.5. Then we go to the very next game, Georgia-Auburn, and you're taking over 45.5. Like, I love it. You're dialed in. You're confident with all of this. I'll probably be tailing all three of these now just because you went over here, right? You're not just following your own trend. I love it. I think you have this game pegged. Everything you said sounded crystal clear. Let's keep it chugging. Kansas going to Texas. Texas, similar line to Michigan. This one
right
at 16.5. This total's higher than everybody. 61.5 right now. 3:30 kick on ABC. Kansas can score points. They do things correctly on offense. And Texas obviously can score in one play drives. It really just does not matter to them who they're playing, why they're playing, how they're playing. The Longhorns like to find pay dirt. Are you rocking with this total at 61.5?
Not so much the total. I'm looking at Texas on the side. I know, but listen, I all week long at nauseam, I keep hearing about the Red River shootout next week. Listen, here's the bottom line. Texas is not looking ahead. I know they just had a pretty easy time with Baylor. This is not a team that's looking ahead to Oklahoma. I don't think the game has that kind of like cachet that it used to have, you know, in years past. I mean, last year's game was a burial, Texas-Oklahoma. So I can't see them looking ahead. I think the line is right. I think it's, even though it's trending down, I don't know why it's trending down. I don't see any reason for it. It started higher. It's down to 16.5. I like the Horns in this one. I think they're going to roll. I think Coach Sark is going to keep these guys with their heads focused, with the blinkers on. You know, this is a tall order for Kansas to come in and win. This is really Kansas' season. If they want to take that next step, don't forget, Stone, they started off like a house of fire last year and kind of cooled off as the season went. You know, I like Coach Leopold. I think he does a good job over there. I just think that this is one of those kind of games where Texas is a buzzsaw. They want to build that momentum. They want to keep it going. Don't forget, they're number three in the country right now. I know it's a big number to lay, and you always got that back door that people can climb in. I like Texas in this game. Don't love the game, but if anywhere I'm leaning towards the Hortons laying the number.
All right, just to review some of this, Florida at Kentucky, over-under sitting at 45.5. Bobby leans under. Michigan, Nebraska, this one's in Lincoln, like Bobby had said. Over-under sitting at 38.5. You got to squint to look at it. 38.5. Hey, Bobby likes the under. Georgia going to Auburn, visiting them, and Jordan Hare, a 3:30 kick on CBS, like I mentioned. This total sitting around 45.5, not moving very much. Bobby likes the over. And then we go over to Kansas, Texas. Not really messing with the 61.5 when it comes to the point total, but does like Texas's side, which is 16.5. You got to lay that. Little chalky, no big deal. All right. Moving on, this one, I think our main event of the episode. We've had a chat before we started recording, and I have thoughts on it as well, and I have some questions for you on top of all of it. But Notre Dame going to Duke. Hey, we've brought up Duke a few times on the show. Duke's hosting some home games this year. They invited Clemson. Now they're inviting in Notre Dame after the game of the week last week against Ohio State. This is awesome. Notre Dame laying 5.5 total, 54.5. They're expecting some points here, eh?
Yeah, and it's trending on the over. I mean, if you look at this game, Stone, it started at 51. This is a pretty big move for a total in college football that it's trending in this way and it's trending over. A lot of these games in college football, and it has to do a lot of it with the clock changes, they seem to be trending under this whole season. This is one of these games where it's trending on the up, on the over. I like over in the posted total. Some guys have 54, some guys 54.5. I've even seen some 55 in some spots. I like over in this game. I like what Mike Elko has done. He's not playing close to the vest. He's coming out like a gunslinger. And what a better guy to do with than Riley Leonard. This kid throws the ball all over the field. His name is in the Heisman. His name is in the next level ranks to play on Sunday. People like him. They like his arm. They like his feet. They like everything about him. They like his pocket presence. You know, on the other side, you got, you know, Sam Hartman. Here's a guy that's played in this stadium numerous times. I mean, this is going to be one of those kind of games. Both guys are going to feel comfortable. This reminds me of one of those AFL games in the 1960s. This is going to be, and I'll say it for you, Stone, because I know you love it, this is going to be a basketball on grass kind of game.
Yeah.
And I think the ball's going to be in the air all day long. Weapons on both sides. I like over the posted total. Not only do I like it, I think it's got a good shot to be in at halftime. Over. Duke, Notre Dame, the posted total. Get in on halftime, get in on the final.
All right, I was just going to ask you what your favorite play was, but I think it's going to be the over 54.5 here, Notre Dame, Duke, right?
That and my top steam games for the weekend, guys. Look, there's a lot of guys out there right now. You woke up, it's Saturday. You might have had some bad beats during the week, Mondays, Thursdays, baseball during the week. Maybe even the Friday night got you. But, guys, here's the news. My top steam games are out there for the taking. They're free. I show guys how to do this the right way. They can also follow the prompts for the initial bankroll program. Absolutely free. Our recorded line, 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW. Get on board. Close out the month of September on a high note. Stone, as you and I have discussed numerous times, if you can't win in September, you're going to have a rough time October, November, December, January. Get on my shoulders. Put the pressure on me. I do it for free. 888-9-WIN-NOW.
You heard the man. 888-9-WIN-NOW. Bobby Ventura from TakingVegas.com. My favorite handicapper. I've been tracking all of the plays, and it's just laughable. The guy has trends that you can't really predict. His patterns are unpredictable, and that's the sign of an expert gambler. Bobby, thank you. This has been the Week 5 edition. On to next week, folks. Let's take back Vegas.